Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Where were you at?
Are other people mad at this? I don't understand why.
I don't think I like it.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Target? Okay. There's so many things to talk about in this thing. Target is mandating that employees smile and start having like small talk during the holidays.
Yes.
And there are people sort of up in arms about it.
Yeah. These people have not worked retail before.
I don't like it.
Why? That's part of working retail is greet everyone who comes into the store. Be polite.
Greet.
Smile.
Is fine. But if I
small talk
mid picking out
whatever.
I don't even know what I... Yeah, anything.
You're in there looking at the Ninja Creamery thing.
Oh, Ninja man. Creamy.
I'm
why
on
do creamy?
Ninja I thought it had Creamy like, game. We have been yeah? eating them every night. My protein goals have gone up.
Really?
Yeah, they're
you
so,
have one?
So
yeah,
great.
We got one as an early wedding gift.
Mm.
Cool. But cool. Like, no, if somebody comes up to you like, oh, I see you looking at the Creamy. I heard your protein goals can go up. Shut up. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not making small talk with you.
Like, that's a salesperson.
Or if
that's
I'm
part of
no, that's but, not what that's, yeah, Target's not
just,
for that.
They just need to ask you, do you need help? Are you comparing yes. anything? I don't want to know how your day is going.
Yeah, I don't care.
Or what your protein goals are.
That's the argument?
I think that
oh
like,
my God. I don't
what,
care. Okay, everyone.
Remind me to never speak to you guys again.
You're right.
What bothers me about it is that it is with intent of increasing sales. Whereas for me, if I'm in Target, I'm going to get lost and I'm going to buy so much stuff that if someone started talking to me, I would go check out right away.
Really?
So here's my thing. I think we all hate it for different reasons and Hack doesn't hate it at all.
Right.
I don't like, I know people hate this word, disingenuous interactions. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to come up and talk to me, I like that. That I'm okay with that. But if this is like the eye in the sky is watching you and they're like, you didn't walk up to that dude. You didn't walk up to the dude looking at the Creamy or whatever. I don't like that. I don't like, I've been in stores. This is happening so often lately. And my daughter has gorgeous hair. My daughter has some of the best hair on any human on the planet.
Yeah.
But like everywhere we go, oh my God, your hair is so, oh God, how do you, it's so full and thick. And I'm like, are those people, is that a real compliment?
Or do they have to
like, hey, you didn't compliment anybody today. Go up to that girl over there. Tell her she got great hair.
Right.
I don't like feeling like our exchange is transactional.
Yes.
I don't like that. I want, if you like my shoes, great. But when somebody goes, oh, cool shoes, man. I'm like, no, uh-uh. You didn't call them fours. You said shoes. So you're not really a sneakerhead. You're just saying it because you have to say it. I don't like that.
I think, especially at Target specifically, the only thing I get annoyed with is when you go along the back, usually by the electronics, and sometimes they have like the people there for the internet
phone
or whatever,
people.
The phone,
yeah.
Who are like, oh, what phone plan you got?
Leave me alone.
And that to me feels like, hey, I came to Target. This is something I did not come here for, right. And now you're encroaching on what I thought I was coming.
Okay.
But a worker coming up and saying, how's it going? Hey, thanks for coming to Target. I know you got a lot of places. Thanks for coming. What can I help you find anything? You good? Okay, just let me know. That's fine.
That is
small talk.
That's not small talk. That is them doing their job.
He might be right.
How do you get smaller than that?
No, it's if they're like,
Oh,
what are you doing with your Saturday?
Yes.
That's
what are you doing with your Saturday?
I'm here. Okay.
What are you doing when you, hey, what else you got planned for today? It's like, none ya. That's what I got planned for the rest of the day.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the small talk thing they're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. Starbucks right now has put a gun to their barista's heads and says, you have to put something on the cup.
Yes. Yeah.
And I stand there and watch them and they're just like, like they don't want to. They're like, two dots and it's a smiley face. And you're like, dude, you don't, then don't.
Sometimes they just say, yay.
Yay, or thanks, or a heart.
So you hate it when they are just going through the motions. But if they are just genuine, if they're good at it, then you like it.
No, because I'll never trust it. This is what I'm saying. Like, I'll just never trust it. I can't take a compliment from a retail...
Oops. I thought that that was a time.
I wasn't done with the sentence.
Hey, your hoodie is really cute today.
No!
Yeah,
it's not really
You can't trust it. That's all I'm saying. Like, if I'm at a place and an age appropriate for you guys, woman walks up and says, wow, you look great. You having fun today or whatever? I can't bask in that because I'm like, how will I ever know if she likes me? I won't know.
Wait, this is a really big problem. So not even just employees, anyone.
No, if she works there, then I couldn't.
Okay.
I just think anything to make people more friendly is good in my book. What are you doing for the rest of your day anyway?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.